What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. The new Heckam final rule begins tomorrow. What does it mean for you? Heckam changes an expected volume drop. President Trump taps Brian Montgomery to return as FHA commissioner and AAG to launch real estate brokerage. You're listening to episode 482 for Monday, September 18th. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Our first story is the new Heckam final rule, and it goes into effect tomorrow. What does it mean for you? I would encourage you to go to heckamworld.com, and you can also get more information on our video that came out today. So here's just a quick rundown of some of the changes that have been enacted and also some pending. One, for fixed-rate Heckams, only a fully funded LESA can be used. Number two, partially funded LESAs are going to distribute the funds two times a year to the borrower for them to pay their property charges. But a fully funded LESA will actually directly pay the insurance or taxing authority, not the borrower. Third, initial distribution limits are still going to stay with us for the first 12 months. That's the 60% rule, but they cannot be reduced below a 50% cap without an additional rule. Four, sellers are allowed to pay fees that are required to be paid by the seller under the local or state law, including the purchase of a home warranty policy. Fifth, the seasoning of non-Heckam liens looks at the 12-month period prior to Heckam closing. But here's the big win. HELOCs, home equity lines of credit, are now excluded, effective September 19th, from the 12-month seasoning requirement, but they are subject to the first-year distribution limits. Seven, all Heckam products and features must be disclosed to the borrower in a manner that's acceptable to the FHA commissioner, and that is regardless of whether the lender or mortgagee offers that particular Heckam product. Eight, borrowers may lock in their expected interest rate prior to the date of loan closing, or they may choose to lock in their rate the day of closing. And nine, the payoff of unsecured debts not secured by the property as defined by the commissioner are a mandatory obligation. That means the payoff of credit cards, for example, would be considered a mandatory obligation. Now, here's what's pending. Certificate of occupancy, well, right now it's required prior to application. They are pending. They're still reconsidering moving that to the certificate of occupancy being accepted by closing. And the second pending decision is the payoff of non-secured debt, which we already discussed. But will that reduction of monthly debt service be included in the residual income? That's pending as well. You can click on the link just below this video to download and view the full text of the Heckam final rule. And in our next story, what's the impact going to be on the new Heckam lending ratios, principal limit factors, and also the lowering of the floor? Well, it's going to be significant. And we have an exclusive interview, part two, with John Lundy from Reverse Market Insight that tracks our industry volume and data. That will be posted at heckamworld.com. You can find it there today. Reverse Mortgage Daily also did an interview. But what I found interesting is that he's expecting to see a drop similar to the one that we saw many years ago, back about 2013, when we saw principal limit factors reduced. In the wake of the 2013 PLF cuts, overall Heckam endorsement volume nosedived by about a quarter. That's by 25%. But RMD also interviewed Nationwide Equity's CEO Paul Lamparillo and President Glenn Wallace. Glenn Wallace said it's going to get much more competitive out there in his RMD interview. The company plans to re-examine their expense structure and also really focus on their efforts for the Heckam for Purchase product while expanding marketing for their loan officers and brokers. Paul Lamparillo, the CEO, said the company will be expanding their forward lending division as well and also expanding their small call center, which opened up just 3 months ago. Lamparillo also added that the Heckam line of credit feature is still useful to ride out market downturns and also unexpected expenses, and said this, "It's like throwing darts. Everyone's speculating, but the fact is you have to sit down and reevaluate your business models." And many Heckam lenders, I should say all, will be doing the same. Many Heckam professionals will recognize the name Brian Montgomery, and it should come as no surprise because he was the former FHA commissioner. Montgomery served as the Federal Housing Administration's commissioner under the George W. Bush administration, and then went on in private life to be the vice president of Collingwood Group, a Washington, D.C.-based advisory firm. He also served under Bush as a deputy assistant to the president, directing the Office of Cabinet Affairs. Montgomery has been long viewed as an ally of the HECM program, as evidenced by his 2007 testimony before Congress regarding the HECM for Purchase program, saying, "Our HECM program shouldn't just allow seniors to take cash out of their homes, but should permit them to move to housing that better meets their needs as they age." Montgomery also wrote a post about the importance of reverse mortgages to help certain seniors' overall financial well-being. Montgomery said, "There's no escaping the fact that the reverse mortgage product helps address a growing concern. How can we better ensure the nation's growing population of seniors will be able to age in place in a comfortable and secure environment? What better place to do that than your own home?" Now, last fall, Montgomery also recommended that the HECM program transfer from the MMI, that's the Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund, back into the General Insurance Special Risk Insurance Fund. And if that happens really remains to be seen, perhaps doubtful, based on the recent economic valuation of the HECM and HUD's choice to rein in the program and reduce lending ratios. However, the announcement was greeted with enthusiasm by many in the industry. Peter Bell, president and CEO of the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, said, "Brian has proved himself to be a thoughtful and committed public servant who rolls up his sleeves to get results. As a FHA commissioner during the Bush administration, Brian showed extraordinary competence in his management and oversight of the HECM reverse mortgage program. NORMLA and the industry look forward to working with him upon his return to FHA." And that's not all. David Stevens, president of the Mortgage Bankers Association, said, "His previous experience will serve him well in his position. I hope the Senate will move quickly to confirm Brian, and we look forward to working with him, Secretary Carson, and others in the administration to ensure a strong, robust FHA program that can serve its mission of providing affordable housing opportunities." And in our last story, AAG has launched a real estate brokerage division. American Advisors Group recently launched its real estate brokerage subsidiary. And who are they looking to? Seniors that are after housing options besides a reverse, and also to expand their reach into the world of real estate referrals. AAG Residential Services Incorporated will be looking to match seniors looking to downsize with a qualified real estate agent who also have a history of working with clients age 55 and older. The site presents information for both brokers and consumers alike who can learn more about the process. For consumers, it offers a no-obligation consultation and also contact with an experienced specialist that they can use to help them relocate or look at their options. That wraps up another episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Don't forget, you can also subscribe on iTunes and visit HECMWorld.com for our latest breaking commentary and analysis. We cover this week part two of our interview with Reverse Market Insights' John Lundy, and also what the new HECM final rule means for you, which goes into effect tomorrow, September 19th. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to return next week.